back once again. Here he is, it's Shay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
How are we? How is Leatherhead?
Oh, Leatherhead, it's got blue sky at the minute, actually. It was raining when I went to Modstock Festival yesterday.
Oh, what? Ooh,
Modstock.
We need to hear more about Modstock.
So it was a very, very good day. There was a couple of live bands. There was Royal with Cheese, which is a local band. They were playing and they were fantastic.
Were you tempted to get up on stage and do a little turn yourself, say? I know you like singing.
No, I didn't, John. No.
Did you manage to avoid all the wind and the rain, though?
Well, I got drenched.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Have you dried off now?
I'm dried off now, yeah. So we kept going into the beer tent.
Keep dry, of course, wasn't it? Yeah, obviously.
It was a good day, though, John.
You haven't really been to a festival till you've been caught in the wind and the rain.
Last year I went, John. It was very sort of it was boiling.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So experience it in all different types of weather. Toilets. I mean, were there lots of port-a-loos there just to get basic?
There were. Yeah, there was a burger van there. Ooh. Was
that like a bad van?
No, John.
I know, honestly.
I know, but an interesting programme this morning, John. So how was your day at St. Peter's, then?
It was good, yeah. It was a good day. The hospital was open and people were able to go and explore things they wouldn't normally see and speak to people they wouldn't normally get to speak to. It was really, really interesting and really came across, actually, how hard staff at the NHS, whatever they're doing within the hospital, how hard they work and how much they enjoy their jobs and how passionate they are about what they do. And that really came across.
Well, that's good, because that was a good day for you.
It was really good, really interesting.
A big shout-out to Mark O'Reilly for helping you with the report.
I know, he did really well. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't alone. I had my entourage with me.
I know, we can't send John alone.
No.
You never know what happened.
Have my entourage with me.
Definitely not. So what are you up to for the rest of the day, guys?
Well, I'm having a quiet day, because I'm preparing for my new job tomorrow. I start tomorrow morning in Epsom, so yeah.
And I might be going tile shopping later, Shay. I'm not sure. I'm a new kitchen put in. I might have to go buy some tiles and some laminate flooring and stuff. So that might be my afternoon.
Oh, and I am booking a holiday.
Oh, okay.
For 12 months' time, September 24th.
He's organised.
And I know where you guys are going tomorrow, because I'm going to be going and seeing it as well, the Rocky Horror Show.
Are you there tomorrow?
I think I'm
Or are you there later in the week?
It's during the week, yeah, but I am going to see it. But by the sound of things, it's going to be epic.
You're going to love it.
Should we warn, the cast of the theatre that Shay's arriving?
Should I have a quick word with Shona and just let her know?
Yeah.
Are you going to dress up, Shay? Are you going to do full makeup and regalia?
Well, I'm going to wear a red top. That'll be
great. She said red and black, or black. So there you go.
Yeah, I've got a red top on today, so. Yeah.
Sorry?
I've got a red top on this morning, red t-shirt, so I'm sorted.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a bit early.
Well, if you've got any more red tops, you can...
I might be able to get this washed and dried by tomorrow. It's windy enough.
Well, I hope so. It'll be nice for you. So I'm going to my usual roast dinner today, John.
Are you? What are you having?
I'm having chicken, beef, lamb, roast potatoes, loads of vegetables.
Ooh. See,
lovely.
I got to experience, actually, Matt. I actually went to this pub in Leatherhead, the Running Horse, which is the oldest pub in Leatherhead, isn't it, I believe?
I know, it's a nice pub, though. Right. I've seen it.
Lovely pub. Low ceilings, though, so for tall people, it's not ideal.
Were you like that?
Yeah, but I did have a lovely fish and chips on Friday. It was lovely. I enjoyed that.
Nice.
That's right. And you were sitting right opposite me, John.
I know. How did that happen?
Poor you, Shay.
Poor thing. Poor you. Poor thing. poor John, eh?
And then apparently he went back to your house for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
That's right, he did.
Does Shay make a good cup of tea?
Yeah, I've yet to discover if Shay makes a good cup of tea, because actually Sydney made a cup of tea.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because it was a packed house. When you ever get quite a few people in here, it can get quite packed, but it was interesting. But it was really good.
Yeah.
It's good. It was nice. Yeah. So the Running Horse is lovely pub there, and it's just full of history, and it's really, it goes back to like 1400 and something. It's amazing. If you're ever in Leatherhead, where can we find the Running Horse then? How do we find that in Leatherhead if we're coming over?
It's become the Leatherhead tourist guide.
Yeah, come on, Shay. How do we find it?
It's down in a street called Bridge Street, which is far from where I live, actually.
And not far from the town centre as well, so...
Ooh, yeah. That's right, I'm right in the middle of the town centre, which is handy for me.
Basically, Shay's local. We've got the kebab shop, and he's got the pub.
You know, I've just realised I literally worked about 7 minutes away from Shay for 5 years.
You know, I've got two pubs to go to. There's the Wetherspoons, there's the Running Horse, you know.
Right. Yeah, you've got a Sainsbury's for your food shop in there, you've got a Greggs to get your sausage rolls, you've sorted, aren't you?
Everything.
Yeah, I've just realised the job I was in until very recently was only about 5 minutes away from your house. I was literally round the corner, you should have come and said hello.
So good for a kebab together after work.
I could have done that, yeah. It's a shame you're not working Leatherhead now, Matt.
It is, but you know where I'm going to be working and you know we will probably end up seeing each other.
Oh dear.
I reckon we will kill you, poor thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the week going to hold for you then, Shay? What's the exciting plans for the coming week?
Well, tomorrow I probably won't be doing anything, but I might, you know, I'll think of things to do. Tuesday I'm going to see a man that's with you.
Oh, yes.
Matt. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. So we know who that is, and he knows himself. So I'm going to go and see a bloke on Tuesday. I wonder who that is.
A bloke called Matt, by any chance?
No, his name is John Andrews.
Oh, yes, okay. I'll check my diary for that one. I'm so organised, aren't I?
He forgot completely.
On Wednesday, I've got normal support, and then Thursday, I've doing usual stuff, really.
And then you're going to see the show as well, so you'll have a good time there.
That's right. I'm doing a show tomorrow. My show and the other radio station.
I think we could actually promote what you do, because this is amazing. Because over on the other radio station, Surrey Hills Radio, which we're going to mention because it is brilliant, you are doing a show. You're the first visually impaired presenter, and you're doing a lot of stuff about Irish music tomorrow, I believe.
That's right.
Go on. Here's your
chance.
Right. Go on. You've got some time. The airways are yours. Tell Woken why they should listen to you tomorrow.
Well, there's going to be a mixture of Irish music, there's going to be a bit of the Cause, there's going to be a bit of everything, really. A bit of the Dubliners, you know.
Are you from Irish heritage, then?
Well, my parents were Irish. My mum. Yeah.
Yeah, so you go back to those roots.
I was born here in England, based in Croydon, actually.
Mm. Oh, well, there and then you end up in Leatherhead. And then don't Leatherhead know that you're part of their community now.
They do.
I've lived in Leatherhead for quite a while now, so it's... So it's good.
Seems like a nice place to live. Seems like a nice community in Leatherhead.
It is. Look at that sky. It's just gone dull now.
I can see it's looking very cloudy on my computer screen here. If we want to have a listen to you tomorrow on Surrey Hills Radio, what time are you on?
I'm on between 2 and 3.
Oh, nice afternoon slot. They're good, the afternoon slots.
So they can have a listen to me and I'll, just send me an email and then I'll announce that tomorrow during the show.
Ooh, there you go. Well worth a listen, I think, as well. In the spirit of, promoting and working together, I think, other radio stations, we're not necessarily rivals, it's not competition, it's all about working together
and
spreading the word. We're all trying to do the same thing.
It's basically just for a bit of fun, John.
Absolutely, it is. You're really good at what you do as well.
Yeah. Enjoy your week, Shay. Keep an eye on John when you meet up with him. And good luck with the show.
I will do, keep an eye on John. I always keep an eye on John every week.
He always keeps
an eye
on me.
We both keep an eye on one another, don't we, John?
We do, Shay keeps me out of trouble. Yeah.
Well, that takes some doing.
Thank you, Shay. We'll better let you go because you're probably heading off to the pub for your lunch.
Yeah, and we've only got 5 minutes of the show left.
Oh, well, that's all right. You've only got 5 minutes and then it cut itself out.
Stephen Ireland comes in. Just cut itself out.
Here we go.
There we go. 12 o'clock, we unplug it.
Have a great day, Shay.
All right.
We're gonna play the final song of the show now. A bit, which might be quite nice actually. Candyman by Christina Aguilera.
It's a Radio Woken classic. Thanks, Shay. We'll speak to you soon.
See you later.
No problem. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.